Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good
feeling. Time for the vibe check this Wednesday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy.
We're checking in, baby.
Here we are, every day, all day. What's up, Breeze? Who's here this morning?
Got a couple people weighing in. Colleen is here. She says, good morning. How is everybody doing? Vibes are good today. Feeling like it's going to be a great day.
Oh, we love that.
We love that for you, Colleen. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Soda's checking in. My vibes are going. It's been such a stressful week, and I'm so ready for this month to finally be over. Thank you, God. My son is still with us after his motorcycle accident. Wishing people would really pay attention while driving, spending the day with Romeo, and de-stressing. Have a great day, guys. You too, Amy. So sorry to hear about that. That is horrid. And I understand why your vibes wouldn't be as high.
Right. Glad he's, yes, definitely glad he's still with us, for sure.
Yeah, that's insane. Who else is here? We have our girl Katie weighing in. Katie said, vibes are good, just trucking along. I'm also ready for this month to be over, she says.
October is the equivalent of March. March felt like 3 months combined. March. Do you remember that? It was like, are we still in March?
Right.
That's how October feels. But I'm excited for Halloween on Friday. Costume or no costume,
yeah,
who cares?
What are you doing?
Well, I might go to a friend's house, or I might go to my brother's, you know, where they do the whole fire pit thing in the driveway. Everyone comes over. There's drinks. There's food. I know. I just feel like Friday's going to be more of a chill night. I like that it's on a Friday, too. I don't have to hurry up and run home.
Mm-hmm.
So I might do that. Where are you just going to be, like, packing and you're moving?
Yeah. If anything, we'll go to our friend's house who just had ACL surgery and just, like, watch movies if we get all our stuff done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're in good shape. Update on the house. We the whole kitchen's unpacked. That's great. We hung the TV.
Oh, you guys got after it yesterday.
The walls are painted.
Did you do all the painting yesterday?
Yes. Okay. Yes, all the painting, the two rooms upstairs.
So does this mean you're spending the night? Is this your first night tonight?
Tonight coming up, yeah. So we'll move the bed today and the couch.
It's exciting, man.
Yeah, I know. So we're ahead of schedule, which is great. I think that has to do with the fact that we moved in before we were allowed, but that's...
That has a lot to do with it.
Neither here nor there. So yeah, that's what we have going on, that our vibes are good, feeling good. It's just, when it comes to moving and packing, like, you know when you just have, like, that pile of, like, miscellaneous things and you're like, do I just, like, throw this away or what? What is this?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with all of it.
It feels really good to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I went through my closet. I got rid of 12 things that were sitting in there. I was like, going to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And just getting rid of it just feels like at least I'm not throwing it out. Oh, by the way, I made the best chili of my life yesterday.
Why didn't you bring me any?
Oh, I thought of you. Don't you worry. Got some down here.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Because I need you to score it live on the air.
Oh, my God. I would want nothing more.
Guys, I absolutely crushed it. This thing was...
Not the cheese on the side. Are you kidding me?
This thing was slow cooking for 7 hours.
What did you end up doing? Because we were all worried about the food safety of the meat. So what did you do?
Oh, so I bought the organic beef.
Okay.
And then I mixed it with regular beef.
Okay.
But
did you cook it prior or did you just throw it all in? Okay.
No, so I cooked it. I ground, I browned it.
Yeah.
I put it in there. Three different kinds of beans.
Stunning.
And then I chopped up a couple of different onions.
Stunning.
Chunks of tomato. I did one can of tomato sauce.
I'm eating this for breakfast in like an hour.
Oh, yeah. I had the sour cream, the Fritos going. Oh,
so God. I guess you guys can answer this question because I think we were doing this conversation, like having this conversation off air.
Yeah, we need to know.
When you make chili, do you have to, and you're making it in a crock pot, do you have to cook the meat prior to popping it in the crock pot? Because we were going back and forth about it. Because I was like, well, you know, it's going to cook for 6 hours in a slow cooker.
Yeah.
There's no question whether the meat's going to be cooked or not. Obviously, we know that.
Why do you cook it prior?
Because I don't think the raw meat can touch.
But that's going to cook too.
I know. I don't know.
When I throw chicken in the crock pot, it's raw. I just throw it in there.
I know.
Anyways, it came out really good. I was proud of myself.
Let us know, guys. 585-252-9800.
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
We really are.
I don't know. I feel bad about even talking about this right now because talking about chili and then, you know, we have the government shut down and families here in Rochester
people can't even eat,
feeling the impact, especially when it comes to putting food on the table. But we'll tell you what the House of Mercy in Rochester is preparing for because there is an increase in people needing assistance. This we know, but we'll talk about what they're doing and how you can help coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. So with the government shutdown still dragging on, today marks day 29. More and more local families here in Rochester, they're feeling the impact, especially when it comes to putting food on the table. So the House of Mercy in Rochester is preparing for an increase in people needing assistance, because there's a lot of them. The executive director there, Pam Smith, said the organization, they're already seeing more visitors due to rising food prices. Now this, so the House of Mercy, as you know, they rely heavily on donations to stock its food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, the food pantry operates one day a week, but House of Mercy mentioned the possibility of needing to open more days just to meet demand. Guests at the House of Mercy, like Daryl Wilcox, are worried about just how the potential increase in visitors could affect the food supply. He says, we're struggling. We don't really have any place to go except for the House of Mercy. And right now, the focus is on a lot of these kids and wondering how they're going to be able to eat. Those interested in donating to the House of Mercy, you can drop off contributions at their location at 285 Ormond Street. Food for assistance. People in need can call 211 or go to mywayfinder.com or visit Food Link's website. Again, their location is at 285 Ormond Street. You can donate what you're capable of donating.
Yeah.
That's all they're asking is for a little bit.
I think this just comes at a horrible time because of the holidays on the rise. Thanksgiving is, you know, in 3 weeks, Christmas and Hanukkah and all of the big holidays in December will be here. And I mean, one of the biggest parts of celebrating these holidays is food. And if you can't afford food, it adds a huge financial and emotional strain on you and your family. I saw something online yesterday that you can get a Thanksgiving meal for $40 at Aldi. Right. Now I know $40 is $40, but
yeah,
I mean, in regards to the other food options and prices we have around here, it's nothing to wave a stick at.
No. And there's been so many people too who have been asking, what does all this mean? Like, what is SNAP? How does all this work? How does this affect people?
If you're asking that question, you're very lucky. You know what I mean?
Right. And the best way that I'm able to break it down, that it makes complete sense, is SNAP, otherwise known as, it's a supplemental nutrition assistance program. It's better known as food stamps. So it helps millions of low-income families. It helps a lot of people here in Rochester buy groceries. Mm-hmm. The Trump administration says because of the ongoing government shutdown, it can't legally keep paying for SNAP once current funding runs out, because the Department of Agriculture, they have a backup fund. It's $5 billion to keep things running temporarily. But the monthly cost of SNAP is $9.2 billion. So that backup fund would only cover a little more than half of what's needed for the month. So then they say, well, SNAP payments are going to be cut off coming this Saturday. Unless Congress or the White House finds new funding, millions of people who rely on SNAP benefits, food stamps, they're going to stop receiving money for food, meaning a lot of kids, they don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Right.
And that's very disheartening. And I know we've been through really tough times before in the city. I'm sure we'll get through this one. But also a huge shout out to all the workers and volunteers at House of Mercy for helping families through this. Again, if you do want to donate, 285 Ormond Street. I'm sure I'll bring some stuff by there today. If we could all do our part, that would be huge.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, you ever get that feeling someone might be watching you? Someone, even last night, buzzing my apartment and then circling the block in a black sedan.
It's really
and
weird.
I can't tell if I have a stalker, because at one point in time, I did years back, and it's very triggering.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to break down the turn of events that took place last night, and then maybe you can help me decide. I'll tell you what happened coming up next. I think I may have a stalker, and I may need more proof, but what happened last night was a little concerning.
I'm really nervous for you.
Does anyone ever get the feeling that someone's watching them?
I'm not that aware of my surroundings, so I'm going to say no.
Peaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy. This is the type of stuff that makes me more angry than nervous, because I feel like my privacy is being violated.
And if you know anything about Moose, he loves his privacy.
I do.
Horrible job for him to be in, truly.
The little privacy that Breezy and I and myself, we do have, it's nice to kind of hold on to that. I appreciate it a little bit more. But last night, something weird took place. I'm in bed, lights off, scrolling my phone, and all of a sudden my intercom buzzes, which never happens unless I know someone is coming over and I buzz them in. Nobody just randomly stops by my place, especially not after 10 at night.
Right.
So I get out of bed. I look out the window because the entrance to my building is directly below me. I see no one. I don't just whip open the curtains. You know, I peek through them. I'm careful. I see no one. So I'm in bed, 5 minutes go by, my intercom starts to buzz again. It's loud too. It echoes throughout my apartment. It startled me.
Okay.
Now I'm like, I'm
now
angry.
You're panicking.
Yeah, I'm a little angry. I get out of bed, I peek through my curtains to see what's happening. And I notice there's this black sedan sitting outside my building. The lights on the car, they're on. The vehicle's running. I can't see who's in it. I sit there for a couple minutes. And it slowly pulls away from the curb. and takes off. And I'm like, whoever is in the car, I'm assuming is the same person who probably tried buzzing my intercom. I don't have proof. I can only speculate. So now I'm just standing there staring outside my window when I should be in bed because now I'm paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
Not scared, but, you know, concerned.
Yeah, for sure.
After a little scared.
He's like, I definitely peed my pants.
After a couple of minutes, I see this same car drive by slowly, passing my apartment. Once it gets past my building, it just takes off. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
By the way, one eye peeking out the window.
By the way, also, this is all coming right after I missed a couple of phone calls from an unknown number on this past Saturday night.
What?
At 1 a.m. Should I be creeped out or not really? Because it triggered me in a sense because something happened to me years ago. It took place when I was in my early 20s. I was still living with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
This girl who had this really creepy obsession with me was driving by my parents at night, and I caught her doing it, and I called her out on it, and she would flat out lie and gaslight me. I said, you drive
crazy.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. I said, you drive a green Toyota Corolla that is missing its driver's side mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just missing. That is the same car that drove past my parents both night in a row. That's a coincidence? She left cookies she made on my parents' porch one night.
Maybe this is her. Maybe she's back for vengeance.
No.
It could be.
And I never told.
Did you get a look of who it was?
First of all, I didn't eat the cookies, but when I did get them, I never told my parents about it either. They were out of town, but I didn't want to freak them out.
No, they would have lost it.
So anyways, now
your dad would have lost it.
So, no, my dad would have been like, invite her in. Let's get to know her. And anyways, now I'm asking myself, do I treat it like a coincidence or something I need to start taking seriously?
I think if it continues to happen, I would definitely file a police report.
There's no camera on my intercom.
Not that they're going to do anything. I mean, I've watched too many docs now that they're like, hey, I have a stalker. And they're like, so sorry.
No, you got it.
Not much we can do.
You can't file a police report on just anyone. I need a name. You know what I mean?
That is true.
I don't know who it is, but something weird is going on. And I can't tell if it's a coincidence or not, but with the unknown calls and then my intercom buzzing, I'm like, nah, this is not my preferred lifestyle. This is not how I choose to live.
It's not it.
No, it's not. I'm not at peace. And I'm very protective of my peace.
Yep. And your privacy. Peace and privacy. The two
pee-pees. I love the pee-pee.
Gotta protect the two pees. You know what I mean?
I don't know what to do at this point.
Maybe you said something on air that pissed someone off.
No, who knows?
And then they looked
I
up who where you live.
You can't look up where I live.
It's not
I've
that
tried.
Hard. You
post, I've tried.
You post a lot of selfies. It's not that hard to put that into chat and be like, where's that wall? You know?
I don't know. 585-252-9800. Guys, what do I do from moving forward? Just continue to be scared?
At this point, I think you should probably go get a pistol permit.
I don't own any weapons.
Keep a loaded gun by your bed.
I have a pocket knife and I have a pellet gun.
It's time to get your pistols permit.
It carry around a little fanny pack.
You with a gun. No, I'm terrified.
Yeah, right?
That'd be like me with a gun.
I'm not a violent individual. I don't like confrontation.
No, yeah. I get that. I understand.
I'm all about protecting myself and the ones I love. But I'm not one to just start something with anyone. This is the type of situation where you're disrupting my sleep. Now I'm staring out the window at 10:45 at night looking for who. Who's in this black sedan?
That we just don't know. It's me. I like rented a car. I'm like trying to see what you're doing. Off hours.
Moose, I would be freaked out too, but there is a possibility that it could be Uber Eats or DoorDash buzzing the wrong apartment.
No, that is true.
I don't see it that way.
Very true.
I don't see it.
You want to see it in the most narcissistic way possible. You're like, it has to be for me. You know what I mean? It has to be about me. And that your neighbor's just like trying to order Domino's.
Well, listen, anytime DoorDash or Uber Eats has ever showed up that late, it was typically on a weekend and they left the food outside. Like this has happened like 2 or 3 times where Uber Eats or DoorDash came.
For you or for someone
else? No, for a neighbor. And they left. Remember that time I just took the Pizza Hut because it was there for 3 hours? I'm like, well, it's mine now.
That was crazy.
They leave it outside. I came outside this morning early. There's nothing there.
Interesting. Well, maybe they went and got it. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
All I know is I think you should contact a film crew. Start a documentary. It's literally your dream.
For it to be a documentary, way more would need to happen and take place.
I've
and I'm not interested in that.
No, no, no. I've watched documentaries where literally nothing happens. So you're good.
Moose, if your intercom doesn't have a camera, you got to install one of those cheap ones from Amazon. You'll sleep better knowing who's down there. Yeah, listen, this took place over the summer. It was July. It was right before the 4th. But the same thing happened, and I actually went down there. Pellet gun in hand, and it was some homeless guy just pressing numbers on the intercom.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
You're like, can I help you? He's like, yeah, I would love to come upstairs.
You mind if I take a shower?
Mm, yeah.
Moose, this is why you need to get a dog. Nope.
No,
why?
We're not going to get Moose a dog.
So the next person who leaves cookies for me, the dog can help itself and then run up a $3,000 vet bill.
This person says, get cameras and put in your window pointing down at the cars.
I could. That was my brother's suggestion, too. You know, especially last year when there was those two break-ins.
Uh-huh. Not that really that's going to do anything either, but... All right, we're full of great ideas this morning.
Yeah, I'll let you know with updates. Something weird is going on, and I am going to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, we know you will. We know you will. He's going to make it his life mission.
Are you concerned at all for me?
No,
you don't seem worried.
No, I'm definitely concerned. That's why I asked you to get your pistol permit and defend yourself. Right to bear arms.
Right. Last time I went to a gun range, I shot the ceiling.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is anyone married to anyone who happens to share the same name with your father? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight.
With your dad.
Okay. Also, is that weird for you? Because my mother's name is Lois, and I don't care how beautiful the woman at the bar is. If her name is Lois, it's a no for me, dog.
Your mom's, you're pretty lucky because your mom's name is pretty rare.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, if your mom's name was Sarah and you found a hot Sarah at the bar, you would feel a little differently.
I don't know.
And it's actually more common.
I don't think so. I've thought about this. I have thought about this. And yes, I've never met another Lois, to be quite honest with you, especially today's day and age. I've never met a 27-year-old Lois. I just haven't.
Right.
585-252-9800.
Not that the age matters, because we know you don't discriminate.
No, but I don't. The phone and text line is open. Riddle me this. If you guys happen to find someone super attractive, but they share the same name with your dad or brother or mom, is that a turnoff?
Because
I have a close friend, and him and his wife, they got married years back.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, once you start meeting the family, you start to realize that this is creepier than one could ever imagine. And I'm not judging. It's just an observation. I didn't realize this at the time. So my close friend, his name is Matthew. Well, his father's name is Matthew as well.
Okay.
He married a woman, and her father's name is also Matthew.
Okay.
Well, she has a younger brother, and yes, his name is Matthew.
Oh, there's a lot.
Wait, it gets better.
There's a lot happening here.
They recently had a son, and you guessed it.
Matthew.
They named him Matthew. Well, during the baptism, they chose her uncle to be the godfather.
Okay.
His name is Matthew.
It's too
much. It's weird.
It's too much.
Why? It's gross. It's gross. Forgive me for judging, but really, you have no problem with that? Your dad's name is Matthew. Your brother's name is Matthew. You marry a Matthew. Now your father-in-law's name is Matthew, and you just named your newborn son Matthew, and his godfather is Matthew?
What is happening?
Like, at what point does tradition just turn into laziness?
No, literally. It's just convenience at that point. It's like, come on.
I don't get it.
So I have a friend whose father's name is Pete. I mean, Peter, probably government, but everyone calls him Pete. And she was dating and is now engaged to a Pete.
Okay.
But she refuses to call him Pete because that's her dad's name. So she'll call him Peter.
Okay, sure.
So, I mean, I guess that's a little different. Another situation, same name, Pete. My friend has a twin brother whose name is Pete. And her fiance's name is also Pete. It's like, where did the Petes come? Where are the Petes coming out of the woodwork here? You know what I mean? It's insane.
Yeah, Peter.
It was a little confusing when she invited me to her birthday party, her conjoined birthday party with her twin brother. And she was like, it's Pete and I's birthday. I go, first of all, Pete's birthday is 6 months before yours, and he's 2 years older than you.
Good old Peter. And are they all pumpkin eaters?
They could be.
I want to hear from our listeners this morning. Did anyone marry someone who shares a name with their dad or sibling? And is it weird, or are we the weird ones for purposely making it awkward? I don't know. My youngest brother, Chris, his wedding was very confusing because my dad's name is Phil and my sister-in-law's father's name is also Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has her younger brother named Phil. And then there's me, Philip, but sometimes go by Phil for short.
Right.
And we're all in the wedding party. It was a very confusing day.
Phil!
When
you,
yeah.
Everyone's
neck
is snapped.
everyone turned around to look.
Yeah.
Let's get to some messages. OMG, you guys, I am dying laughing this morning. I dated a Sue Ann once, and my full name is Susan, or Sue for short. And at first, I didn't care, but then it just started to get weird. It's kind of creepy, but not as creepy as your friend Matthew's situation. Yes, this we know.
Yes, the Matts.
This we know.
This person says, but how do you label Christmas presents? Matt 1, Matt 2, Matt 3? Yeah, that is true. Because they all share the same last name, too.
Right. It's like
so
when,
it's like, what?
Who was the famous boxer that did that? It was George Foreman. He named all five of his kids George. George 1, George 2.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's really weird.
Let's go over to Perry. Perry says, not weird at all. Half my family is named after each other. Italians recycle names. It's normal.
I know a Perry whose kid's name is Perry. I'm like, wow, that's... You know what gets me? It's like when it's not a common name, it's a little like, what?
Yeah.
Like Matt and John and Mike, like, okay, the most basic names literally ever.
Not in my family. You got Vincenzo... Alessandro, Valentina.
But then it becomes basic in its own right within the family. It's like, how many Vincenzinos do we need, you know?
Then I have an Aunt Nina, an Aunt Lena, an Aunt Tina, a cousin Gina. It's very, it's like
it's
the holidays are.
I'm sure Italy was absolutely a blast.
It was. Good morning, guys. My mom married a guy named Dave. My dad's name, Dave. So now when she's telling me stories like Dave and I went to dinner, I have to stop and ask her which one. It's very uncomfortable. Wait a second.
Wait, what?
This is a whole other topic. So your mom was married to your dad, Dave. They divorced and now her new boyfriend is Dave?
That happens.
If you divorce someone and then remarry someone new with the same exact name, isn't that bad luck?
I mean, like, that's the other thing. It's like...
Don't you want to clean the slate and start fresh?
If you date someone and then you go off to date that person... That literally happened to me. When you... I had an ex. We broke up. And then they went on to date someone with my name. I mean... Her name was Brianna, but
really?
Nevertheless, yes.
Yeah, see.
I was like, that's crazy. You need psychological help.
See,
I never got it, but it is what it is.
I don't think I can do it.
But it also is like kind of convenient because you'll never screw up the names, especially in situations where you definitely don't.
God knows
do
I
that.
Do.
Oh, God.
Who got divorced and then remarried someone with the same name as your ex? I can't tell which one is more uncomfortable. Dating someone with the same name as your parent or sibling, or getting divorced and then remarrying someone with the same name as the person you just divorced.
Yeah, what is happening?
All right, let me end it with Kristen here. Hi, guys. Good morning. So my husband's name is the same as my brother's, and it took me years to stop feeling weird about it, especially when we first started dating. And I talk about him around my family. Everyone would make jokes. It gets old real fast.
Mm.
Yeah, with all the Matthews, I mean, I'm sorry, but like during intimacy, isn't that confusing?
No, okay.
No, like, isn't that confusing?
Unless you have massive daddy issues, I hope it wouldn't be.
I don't know.
You know. This is like, put yourself in the bed. You know what I mean? You're like, what?
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Okay, guys. I know spooky season is obviously fully underway with Halloween being on Friday. But if you have not seen all of it yet... I need you to make your way down to Fairport because there are some neighbors in Fairport that have recreated Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's Halloween spectacular. So this home in Fairport is drawing attention with its Halloween decorations that feature the one, the only, Miss Taylor Swift and her fiance, Travis Kelce. So the house is known for its elaborate decorations and it has become a must-see for Swifties this year. It displays a skeleton, a couple representing Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and literally their engagement. It's really, really cool. Olivia Buck is a next-door neighbor and explained the inspiration behind the setup. Obviously, with their recent engagement, they thought it would be appropriate to incorporate that.
Sure.
And then they also have all these skeletons playing football in the front yard, obviously symbolizing
his career.
The Chiefs versus the Bills.
Oh yeah, sure.
And the whole thing is truly incredible. Of course, they didn't forget about Travis Kelce's brother, Jason Kelce, in his, well, he's no longer a Philadelphia Eagle, but in a green jersey going through a table. Karen and Charlotte are the masterminds behind this beautiful idea. And this fun display is filled with quote unquote Easter eggs for all the fans to find and enjoy. But if you are planning to take a visit, it's located over on Crossover Road, just off of Fairport Road. And they really go hard with their displays.
Oh, they go hard.
Last year it was the Olympics themed, and this year they're obviously going Travis and Taylor. And next year's theme, I can't wait to see. But go check it out before Halloween is over, because it's really, really quite something. It's a sight for sore eyes.
Oh my God, it sounds awful. Go Bills.
Now you're just diminishing all their hard work.
No, I'm super proud of them. I did see the pictures. It looks
yeah, it's cool. They
outstanding.
Were on the news.
Coming up on the show, parents, serious question this morning. What would you do if another adult lied to you about where your kid was sleeping? Because one mom found out her daughter stayed overnight at a co-ed party after the dad hosting said no girls would be there. He lied to every parent to cover it up. And she's on the phone with us to put this parent on blast and tell the whole story, coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, parents, listen to this. Your kid goes to a party. The adult hosting says, don't worry, no girls will be staying overnight at my son's party. You feel comfortable. And then your daughter stays the night anyways.
It's really bad.
And the adult lies to cover it up. That's what's happening. And we have the mom, Brooke, on the phone with us, ready to explain everything.
She's flipping.
Brooke, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Hi.
Hi, Queen.
Well, you're fuming. Tell us why.
Oh, I've been fuming for like the last couple days. And honestly, I just want to get the story out there.
Please tell us.
Oh, sure.
So obviously, I gave everybody a little bit of information of what happened with this sleepover. But go further into detail about it, because it is, it's kind of messed up.
No, it's a massive issue.
Oh, it's more than messed up. That another parent, specifically a dad, would lie to myself and other parents about teenagers, about our teenagers.
So what happened? Your daughter was going to go spend the night at a friend's, but ended up staying at this house?
So last weekend, my daughter, she goes to this, you know, co-ed Halloween party, right?
Yeah.
After the party, the girls are supposed to leave, go home. She was going to sleep at her friend's house. So, you know, me being the mom that I am, I confirm. I'm texting the dad who's hosting the party, and I'm just saying, just to confirm, no girls will be staying over, right?
Right.
And what does he say? Yes, all the girls will be leaving to go home. Well, guess what? They didn't.
Not the case. Where did they sleep?
Apparently, they were all in the basement in different corners. Like, how dare you, A, lie to me? And you put all these teenagers' lives in risk. Like, I'm not okay with my daughter staying at your house overnight. So I confirmed with you, and you have the audacity to lie to me about it?
What's the conversation you had with your daughter afterwards? I mean, I'm assuming, who are you more upset with? Your daughter or this guy who covered up for everyone, the parent?
Obviously, my daughter's grounded for not being honest, but I'm more angry with the adult that lied, because he's supposed to be in charge of all of these kids.
Yeah, that's like, so I said, that's not it. I get, like, you know, wanting to be the cool parent, but I feel like that's taking it far, far too out of the realm of being cool, and just your house being a massive liability, if I'm being honest.
Exactly.
Did he lie to other parents?
Oh, he lied to everybody because the other mom who's... So my daughter was supposed to stay at a friend's house. Mm-hmm. That friend's mom also confirmed with him.
Oh, that there were...
We were worried about this.
Right, that there were going to be nobody...
Can I ask you something? Why did you have this inkling that they were going to spend the night? Obviously, you knew they were going. Like, is this something that they maybe asked prior? Like, I guess my mind's not going there.
Well, because... They're at that teenage phase. They have a crush on somebody new every week, right?
And they're going to go have a sleepover with them? I mean, that's not what I was doing, but I mean, pop off. Kids are built different these days.
And do you know how many horror stories I've heard of? Girls getting pregnant from things like this. Like, this is what I was trying to avoid. So I was making sure, hey, the person in charge knew where I stood.
So when you brought this to the dad's attention, the only thing he was able to do in order to comfort you would say, don't worry, they slept in different corners of the basement.
Oh, and here's the other kicker. He goes, teenagers. Like, he's delusional.
What do you want to, what's next? What do you want to do moving forward, Brooke, to handle this? What's the game plan?
I mean, this is a start, right? Putting the dad on blast with you guys. And so a few of the other mothers and I were thinking we would put it on Facebook because we feel betrayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're going to start a war that you can't finish.
But it's not a war because if you're going to host other people's kids in your home, the bare minimum is honesty.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I know this guy is trying to be the cool dad. And I know I'm not overreacting. I should know where my child slept at night.
100%. And you thought it was at her friend's house. Not the case. It was in some corner of this guy's basement.
According to him, none of the kids got drunk. Everyone was okay. I mean, the guy's delusional.
Yeah. Right. That's really bad.
I don't trust him.
Your daughter just kind of shot herself in the foot from going over there in any future circumstances whatsoever, even if it's during the day, because you don't know if she's telling the truth or not.
No, I know. All right, let's hear from some of you guys, because a lot of messages are coming in. I mean, obviously, Brooke, you're not wrong. You don't make this kind of call with other people's kids and then cover it up.
Thank you.
You don't do it. But we'll get to some messages right now. Thank you for your story this morning and sharing that with us.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll look for it on Facebook. Have a great day.
You too.
Hate to go head-to-head with Brooke on this.
Yeah, no, she's best.
This dad is in so much trouble. All right. Shoot us a call or a text. Imagine trusting a grown man to watch your kid for one night. He lies so the girls can stay over at this co-ed party. I mean, what's the next move here? I don't know. Megan texted in first and was like, I'm baffled right now. He's acting like it's no big deal because teenagers. But they are kids. And yes, the parent, he lied to you. That's disrespectful as hell.
He did lie. Which is crazy. I mean, like, the fact that he's lying about that to make himself look and seem and feel like the cool parent is like, at what cost? You know what I mean? At what cost?
Yeah, it makes it worse that it just comes off as it makes it worse that he was a dad doing it. And it was the boys, like it was his son's party. And it was like, yeah, get all the girls over here to spend the night.
Please.
Punishment for the dad, public shame, you guys. Call him out to other parents. Let him know that this isn't acceptable and moving forward, he doesn't get to watch our kids.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 16-year-old daughter pulled a stunt like this last year. Her friend's mom covered it up and said the sleepover was for girls only. Not true. The boys were in her class were also there. We were so upset because it's a huge betrayal towards parents who trust these parents to watch our kids. Mm-hmm. I suggest doing what we did. Put it on Facebook. That sounds like that's what Brooke was originally going to do. Yeah. And then let everyone know exactly what happened. My kid didn't step foot in that house again. And I would let everyone know why. This would not fly with a lot of people I know.
No.
Kelsey says, I want him to meet. Brooke should meet the dad face to face. And the dad should explain why he thought this was okay. And then I would never let my kid go to a party he hosts again. Yeah, you got to call him out. Don't wait.
You got to. I mean, and I do feel bad because I feel like the kid is going to
reap the consequences of his dad's actions, because nobody's going to, at least the girls and their parents, aren't going to allow their daughter to hang out with him in the capacity of which is going to his house or hosting parties. Like, that's not going to happen.
No.
Because they don't trust him. So that's where things get a little dicey.
Tell this mom not to wait. I know who this guy is. It's not the first time he's done something like this. He lied to multiple parents. This isn't a mistake. It's intentional. Make him own it. Yeah, this has got people fired up. I mean, listen, the advice from you guys is great. Obviously, that's the one thing she wants to do is get the word out and make everybody know exactly what this guy did, this parent. Because it is. It's serious. I mean, if I had a daughter, I'd be pissed.
Correct.
She's about to lay the hammer down on this guy.
Oh, she is.
But probably not the last time we're going to hear about this, to be quite honest. Mm-mm. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you guys for the messages and Brooke's story. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Doesn't it feel better to get the elephant out of the room? There, I said it. That time in the morning, guys, let it rip. 585-252-9800. Our friend Sasha is weighing in first this morning. What's up, Sasha?
What up?
Friends who call instead of texting are just completely unhinged. There, I said it.
Absolutely.
I don't know why. But why don't people just like a phone call once
Absolutely
in a while?
Absolutely not. Couldn't agree. Could not disagree with you more. Phone calls are elite. You can... I feel like there's more opportunity for jokes and conversation. And like, I read people's texts in their voice.
Right.
But it's not the same.
I like a good phone call.
I do too.
I really do.
I really do too. Let's get to someone else here. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. My coworker is so engrossed in politics, it consumes her life. All she wants to talk about is politics. Every Facebook post is something political. Spend your time focusing on things that make you happy instead of hostile and miserable all the time. There, I said it. Have a great day. That's from Sarah.
All right, Sarah, thank you. Thanks for waiting.
Someone had to say it.
So, listen, it's one thing to be informed. It's another to be inundated and make politics your entire personality. We get it. We know what's going on.
Moose, if you're ever down to watch true crime docs together, you should let me know. I like me a man who can Netflix and chill, Winky. All right. I hate it here.
So. Nice. Come through. Nice. Who is that?
Do you want their number? Or
who is that?
I don't know. They didn't say.
All right. Well, thanks
it's
for texting in.
For the best.
Thanks for texting in, Robert. Mine for today is who actually enjoys sparkling water at a restaurant? I will never understand it. Why would you want to feel full before dinner? To save money? It is the worst thing you can order is sparkling water. There, I said it. I just don't get it. I understand why.
I don't trust people that are like so like knee deep in LaCroix that they like don't even know what's going on. It's like, what are we doing here?
It's like the individual who will go to a buffet and get soda. They're trying to fill you up so you eat less. Don't fall for it.
We did our kitchen yesterday. Like, we put everything away. We stocked the fridge, did everything. And the entire door of the fridge is just Patrice's Spindrifts. I'm like, all right, can we? She's like, I went to BJ's. I'm like, okay, but like.
She posted a photo of it on her story yesterday.
A place for ketchup. You know, we do need a place.
Yeah, she posted a story. I liked it. I just like how organized she is.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the inside of my refrigerator.
Cute. Donnie's here. He said, people who decorate for Christmas on November 1st, give me the ick. There, I said it. So cringe.
Let's go to Mike. Nobody needs 47-step skincare routines. My wife won't listen to me. I think so many women so badly want to be a dermatologist, but they're not. You're doing more damage than good. There, I said it. Listen, guys, I'm telling you right now, Mike's got a point. You're doing more damage than good. One toner, one serum, you're good to go. One moisturizer, all in one.
The 12-year-old's doing anti-aging skincare routines. I'm like, you're 12, so...
You got enough collagen to last you the next 30 years. You
won't even have that same layer of skin in like 5 minutes. So relax. Mine for today is this. I don't think that anybody in this entire world is left with one original thought. There, I said it. Why is it that we hear something one time, like the skincare routine, for example, but that's not what exactly was popping into my mind. We hear something one time and we're like, that's Bible. We need to do it. 10,000 steps. You got to get your 10,000 steps. Who says who? Says literally who? Where did this 10,000 steps become? I fear it was pulled from thin air. And they're like, yeah, you got to get 10,000 steps.
No, they've said that. They've done studies. 5 miles a day is good for you.
And if you don't get your 10,000 steps... No. You're not a active member and, you know, healthy member of society. What? Please give me a break. I'm taking the elevator.
I try to get my 10,000 steps in, and you guys should too. Let's go over to Kara. Can we all pretend? Can we all stop pretending that oat milk tastes good? It's beige water.
Yeah, true. So true.
I don't think anyone thinks it tastes good. I mean, it's not like they're using it as a replacement for cereal. Maybe you are. It's just a healthier alternative to milk.
Really?
It's not coming from that luscious udder.
Oh.
Let's go over to Shane. You don't need to be polite to every employee. If they're bad at their job, then that's on them. There, I said it. Okay, Shane. Well, we know how you treat customer service employees. I will never date a person who owns a Chihuahua. Dogs typically are a reflection of their own, of their owner, and anyone with a Chihuahua is either passive-aggressive or insecure. There, I said it. That was wildly specific,
that
Wendy.
That was very specific.
Very specific, yeah.
But you know what they say. These things happen. You know, I think that we do this for people, and it's a huge release, but sometimes I just fear that we are maybe could possibly be confused as someone's personal diary. And I don't hate that. I don't. But
well, you're always, you feel more safe hiding behind a screen. You know what I mean?
Always.
Yeah. Like this always. Guy. If the handicap stall is empty, then it's mine. There, I said it.
I don't disagree. Does that make me a horrible person?
Whatever.
Probably.
Your vision for holiday.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. With the government shutdown still dragging on, today marks day 29. And more local families here in Rochester are feeling that impact, especially when it comes to putting food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So the House of Mercy right here in Rochester is preparing for an increase in people needing assistance. The executive director there, Pam Smith, said the organization was already seeing more visitors due to rising food prices.
Sure.
And now you have this situation on top of it where people are going to stop getting their benefits and food stamps. And the House of Mercy says, you know, they rely heavily on donations to stock its pantry. Currently, the food pantry operates one day a week. But House of Mercy mentioned the possibility of needing to open way more days to meet demand. Guests at the House of Mercy, like Daryl Wilcox, I mean, they're worried about how the potential increase in visitors could affect the food supply.
Right.
He says, we're struggling. We don't really have any place to go except for the House of Mercy. And right now the focus is on a lot of these kids and wondering how they're going to be able to eat. If you are interested in donating to the House of Mercy, because donations right now mean everything, you can drop off contributions at their location. That's at 285 Ormond Street. For food assistance, people in need can call 211. Or you can visit mywayfinder.org or visit Food Link's website, 285 Ormond Street, to help the House of Mercy. I mean, we've been through a lot of tough times in this city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll get through this one. Huge shout out to all the workers and volunteers at the House of Mercy for helping families through this, though.
Absolutely.
Day 29 of the shutdown. It's crazy. How much longer is this going to take?
I said this last hour, but it's like I can't believe that the government shut down but still actively working enough to make changes to take things away from people.
Yeah,
like what do you mean you're not open but you're also fully working to take things away? It doesn't make any sense to me.
If you do have the ability to donate, whatever you think you can do, it's gonna help. Coming up on the show, we would love to hear from you, especially if you have a teenager, because what would you do if your teenager shared something deeply personal about your family online without permission? One of our listeners reached out. She's absolutely furious after her 15-year-old posted news about a family tragedy. How do you make a teen understand the weight of sharing something that's so traumatic without destroying your relationship with them?
Mm-hmm.
Because our listener is saying her son is not grasping what he did. We'll share the full story with you and hear what you guys have to say coming up next. Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your shot to win Jonas Brother tickets is coming up in less than a half hour. So listen to win. A listener, a.k.a. mom from Farmington, is asking for a little perspective this morning. Have you guys ever been in a situation where you shared personal information with your teenager or child in private. And then it ended up on Facebook for everyone to see.
My mom can relate to this, but it's not Facebook. It's the radio.
Oh, sure.
Very angry.
Oh, you know, I never thought about that. Yeah, we do this all the time.
All the time. My mom's like, I told you that in confidence.
Right. That's what's happening here. Kids have no shame today because the internet is either the best or the worst thing that was ever invented. Mm-hmm. I can't decide. Take a listen to this and then call or text if you want to comment. 585-252-9800. Hello, Moose and Breezy. I would prefer to stay anonymous if you end up reading this on your show.
Okay.
My 15-year-old son...
She's already been blasted online. She doesn't need to be blasted on the radio, too.
Correct. My 15-year-old son has been posting family stuff online, and it's gone way too far. Recently, I had to tell him that his 19-year-old sister suffered a miscarriage. It was devastating for the whole family, especially my daughter, but it was also a very private matter. Somehow, my son decided it was okay to share that news on social media. And now everyone at school knows. My son is friends with family members and close family friends who are not supposed to know that information.
Jeez.
I get that teens want to express themselves online, but it crossed a huge line. My family's private pain is now public. When I found out, I did not sugarcoat it. Grabbed his phone, sat him down, explained how he embarrassed our whole family by exposing what was supposed to be a private matter. I made him remove the post immediately, but I don't think he knows how upset he made his sister or myself. How do you make a teenager understand the weight of sharing someone else's trauma online without completely destroying a relationship with them because he was upset at me? I just feel like he is not grasping the situation. Would love to hear from anyone else on this. Thank you, guys.
Teens online is dangerous. So dangerous for in so many different spheres. It's only for our show. We can't really get into all of it. But the first and foremost part about it is putting personal information online, whether that be something like an address or whether that be something like personal family matters and the inner workings. Like,
yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah, and most people, I don't even know how many parents actually think about that. Okay, we're going to have a private sit-down meeting. We're going to unload on you here and tell you what's been going on. I don't know if they're thinking, hey, are they going to post this on social media?
Right.
I don't know.
Correct.
I mean, what is the punishment here for a 15-year-old, aside from banning them from social media? Because I don't know how many people have ever had their kid share something really personal on Facebook for the whole world to see. But I would imagine you stop trusting them after that.
Right. Because you know what? Like, you want to toe that line with them of keeping them informed and treating them as an adult and as such. But when they kind of violate that privilege, that's when you're like, okay, so now you're back to being a 12-year-old, even though you're 14 or 15 or whatever the case may be. But I'm going to treat you as such because you clearly can't be trusted with this information.
Yeah. Let's get to some of your messages coming in. 585-252-9800 is the number. Phone lines are open. Hey, good morning, guys. I would be furious, too. I think grounding is definitely not enough. I'd make him face the people he exposed the info to and apologize. Mm-hmm. Who would that be? Everyone on Facebook? Or just his sister?
Probably the people he exposed the info of. I would assume would be a better option.
Definitely owes his sister an apology.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out, though, if this 15-year-old posting this about his sister's miscarriage on Facebook, did this come from a place of worry or concern, or was it just malicious? I don't know.
I know. I would love to see what the post actually said to get some context on that, because
right.
It's like, hey guys, my sister, you'll never
yeah.
Like, was it like a gossipy thing, or was it like, because you know, at that age
you don't know the tone.
One of the biggest things that kids are looking for is attention, and they'll do that in any way, shape or form. So taking someone's hurt and heartache and kind of claiming it as your own is a good way to get attention of like, for example, I know so many people or like witness so many people, like when their grandparents pass or something, like
they always put their hand on the grandpa's hand with the hospital band.
Yeah, like, yeah.
All right. Well, okay. I don't know if... Okay, that's fine, I guess. This person says, good morning.
Some people like to lay in the coffin with their Grammy.
Nope. Dead ass. Good morning. Different situation, but when I was a young teenager, I posted on Facebook that my family was going to Hawaii. And when we were on vacation, our house actually got robbed and broken into. Lesson learned, do not post those types of things online.
Good morning, guys. Good point. My son posted a family fight on Snapchat once. Sat him down, read him the comments, and I asked him if he wanted strangers knowing every little detail of our lives. Then I took his phone for 2 weeks. He was more upset about losing his phone than the actual comments that were said about us. You can't lecture teens. They only learn when it hits them directly.
Yeah.
Marco says, I just don't even understand kids today. Sharing something like that, that's not a teen phase. That's straight up disrespect. If he is going to apologize to anyone, yeah, it should definitely be his sister. I doubt she wanted the world knowing she lost her baby.
Right. This person says, whenever I tell somebody something, I have a very gossipy family, in parentheses, she writes. I preface it with saying, please do not share with anyone. Unfortunately, that this 15-year-old shared that information that wasn't his to share. But going forward, he needs to understand that please don't share this with anyone means the internet as well.
Yeah, you got to let him know. I mean, you know, and I come from a big Italian family. One of the things we enjoy doing, especially on the holidays, is gossiping about everyone else.
Correct.
We all do it.
Correct.
That's our downtime. But you, I mean, sometimes it ends up on the radio, but you know.
I would say 9 times out of 10. Yeah, I would.
Rachel says, this is so beyond dumb. It's cruel. Kids think it's a joke until they see the damage they've done. I would definitely sit him down and make him explain to everyone how terrible that was. Yeah, you got to be careful. Thank you guys for the messages on this one this morning. And to the mom who messaged in, sorry to hear about the loss of your daughter's child. Mm-hmm. And at 19, that's really tough. But you didn't sugarcoat it. You had a heart-to-heart with your son, and you were definitely pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Most parents aren't. Like, Brian, come on. What did we talk about?
Sweetie. Huh? You know what this is.
Yeah, your daughter's trauma is not content. So he has to understand there are some things you just don't post, period. I would make him write a letter or an apology. Have him read it to the whole family. Then take away his phone and delete his Facebook.
Period.
So he sees there's consequences. That's all.
Point blank.
All right, guys. Thanks for the messages. We're going to take a quick break and do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY.
Devin's every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. PXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chance, beat, race. Who wants to go slide those purity rings right off of the Joe Bros' greasy fingers?
Oh.
November 9th?
Wow, you're really selling it.
I know. I got to hand this in, too. Let's start again. Looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to go see the Jonas Brothers with the All-American Rejects coming to KeyBank Center November 9th.
My record is trash.
What is it?
Currently, we sit at 32-47.
Oh, this is where you start picking up the pieces, Breeze?
Yeah. Honestly, I was gaining momentum there for a minute. Now it's just completely destroyed.
PXY, what's your name?
Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. Where are you calling from this morning?
Irondequoit.
Brianna from Irondequoit. You're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're calling her Breezy! Hold on, Brianna, we're going to start this again. If I don't think you sound excited, I'm going to the next caller, okay?
Okay.
Brianna, your caller number 8!
Do it. Yes!
Yes! She's like, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, Brianna, you're going head-to-head with Brianna, okay?
AKA okay, right. My name is Brianna, but thank you
much. How is anyone actually really supposed to know that, right?
I tell them every chance I get.
All right, talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room.
All right, Breeze. One Breeze to another, I got you. Born and raised in Rochester. I don't know what these questions are about, but been a Jonas Brothers fan since 2007.
Okay, that's a long time. Yeah, that's a long time.
It has nothing to do with the Jonas Brothers. It always has to do with Arby's. All right, good luck to you, Brianna.
I don't think I have one jailbro question in here today. All right, here's the rules. Brianna, you got 5 seconds to answer each question, okay?
Okay.
If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you're going to the show. Question number one.
All right.
What animated movie features the song Let It Go?
Frozen.
Locking you in for Frozen. Let's go to question number two. What is the name of the animated cartoon that features a family from Springfield?
Oh, I have no idea. Is it The Simpsons?
I can't tell you, but I can lock you in.
Lock me in.
Okay, we're going with The Simpsons. Question number three. Which horror movie is known for the line, "Do you like scary movies?"
Oh, no, Moose. I don't know either. I don't know.
2 seconds. Yeah. Name a scary movie.
Scary movie that ends It.
You're going with It. Okay. And question number four. What snack is thin, chewy, fruit-flavored, and traditionally made from dried, sweet, and fruit puree, and it's rolled into a sheet? What is the name of that snack?
Oh, fruit roll-ups.
Going with fruit roll-up. And let's go to question number five. Brianna, what rapper is known for the album The College Dropout?
Kanye West.
Going with Kanye West. Okay, I'm going to lock you in. We have five on the board right here. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We will tally these up and see how well you did. Right now, we are looking at a total of, not too shabby, 4 out of 5.
Okay, Brianna.
All right, Brianna, we're going to put you on hold and get over to Breezy. See how well you did. See how well she does, okay?
All right.
All right, stay there. Breezy, question number one. What animated movie features the song Let It Go?
Frozen.
Question number two. What is the name of the animated cartoon that features a family from Springfield?
The Simpsons.
Question three. What is the name of the animated, which horror movie is known for the line, "Do you like scary movies?"
Scream.
Going with Scream. And question four. What snack is thin, chewy, fruit-flavored, and it's made from dried, sweetened fruit puree and rolled into a sheet?
For roll-up.
Question number five. What rapper is known for the album The College Dropout?
Kanye. Yee.
Yee?
Whatever his name is now. I don't know.
Over to Brianna. Hi, good morning. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Did I crash?
How do you think Breezy did?
I don't know. I think she did really good, too.
She did. She beat you 5-4.
No!
I'm so sorry.
Scary movies. I don't do scary movies.
Really?
It's okay. It's the only one you got wrong. Which horror movie is known for the line, "Do you like scary movies?" That would be Scream. You said It.
And
Breezy went 5-5 today.
Wait,
very
this is humongous.
Does that good.
Oh, my God. No, you're so right.
She doesn't.
Wait, okay. I know. I don't. But I think you should give me some credit where credit is due.
Yes. Congratulations.
Oh, she's pissed.
She didn't mean it.
What if I were to say, okay, we'll do a little bonus round of my choosing.
Okay.
Can it be a Jonas question?
Yes, relax. I'm getting there. Okay, what is your favorite Jonas Brothers song?
A Throwback, Please Be Mine, from their very first album.
Okay, sing me 15 seconds of it.
I have to sing on the radio?
You have to do it.
Please Be
Mine? They come and go, but they don't know that you are my beautiful.
Wow. That's
right.
Okay, we're good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You don't want to hear me sing more.
No, we don't.
Sounds like a Christmas song, but whatever. You did it. You stuck your neck out. I'm giving you the tickets anyways.
Thank you so much.
Woo! Who are you bringing?
Not the shouts in
the background.
Yes. The whole squad at work is happy.
Where are you?
Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm at work. I'm not gonna disclose where, but
that's
what do you do for a living?
HIPAA, yeah. Makes sense.
I'm a nurse.
Oh, yeah. You're a nurse. Okay, so you and all the other nurses are drunk right now. Mm-hmm. All right, so listen, we're hooking you up, even though you don't deserve it. But but I need you to say,
I didn't say it. He did.
My name is Brianna from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Brianna from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
No, you can't.
No, you definitely.
But you're still going to the Jonas Brothers, so.
It's Peaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Listen to this. Your kid goes to a party. The adult hosting says, don't worry, no girls will be staying overnight at my son's birthday party or Halloween party, whatever.
Party, yep.
You will feel comfortable. And then your daughter says, she stayed the night anyways.
She definitely was there. Yeah,
the adult, this father lied to cover it up. That's what's happening. And we have Brooke on the phone with us, the mom, who's pretty much ready to put this guy on blast.
Oh, her head's about to pop.
Brooke, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Hi.
Hi, Queen.
Well, you're fuming. Tell us why.
Oh, I've been fuming for like the last couple days. And honestly, I just want to get the story out there.
Please tell us.
Oh, sure.
So obviously, I gave everybody a little bit of information of what happened with this sleepover. But go further into detail about it because it's kind of messed up.
No, it's a massive issue.
Oh, it's more than messed up. That another parent, specifically a dad, would lie to myself and other parents about teenagers, about our teenagers.
So what happened? Your daughter was going to go spend the night at a friend's but ended up staying at this house?
So last weekend, my daughter, she goes to this, you know, co-ed Halloween party, right?
Yeah.
After the party, the girls are supposed to leave, go home. She was going to sleep at her friend's house. So, you know, me being the mom that I am, I confirm. I'm texting the dad who's hosting the party, and I'm just saying, just to confirm, no girls will be staying over, right?
Right.
And what does he say? Yes, all the girls will be leaving to go home. Well, guess what? They didn't.
Not the case. Where did they sleep?
Apparently, they were all in the basement in different corners. Like, how dare you, A, lie to me? And you put all these teenagers' lives in risk. Like, I'm not okay with my daughter staying at your house overnight. So I confirmed with you, and you have the audacity to lie to me about it?
What's the conversation you had with your daughter afterwards? I mean, I'm assuming, who are you more upset with? Your daughter or this guy who covered up for everyone, the parent?
Obviously, my daughter's grounded for not being honest. But I'm more angry with the adult that lied because he's supposed to be in charge of all of these kids.
Yeah, that's like, that's not it. I get like, you know, wanting to be the cool parent, but I feel like that's taking it far, far too out of the realm of being cool and just your house being a massive liability, if I'm being honest.
Exactly.
Did he lie to other parents?
Oh, he lied to everybody because the other mom who's, so my daughter was supposed to stay at a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
That friend's mom also confirmed with him.
Oh, that there were
worried about this.
Right, that there were going to be nobody.
Can I ask you something? Why did you have this inkling that they were going to spend the night? Obviously, you knew they were going. Like, is this something that they maybe asked prior? Like, I guess my mind's not going there.
Well, because they're at that teenage phase. They have a crush on somebody new every week, right?
And they're going to go have a sleepover with them? I mean, that's not what I was doing, but I mean, pop off. Kids are built different these days.
And do you know how many horror stories I've heard of? Girls getting pregnant from things like this. Like, this is what I was trying to avoid. So I was making sure, hey, the person in charge knew where I stood.
So when you brought this to the dad's attention, the only thing he was able to do in order to comfort you was say, don't worry, they slept in different corners of the basement.
Oh, and here's the other kicker. He goes, teenagers. Like, he's delusional.
What do you want to, so what's next? What do you want to do moving forward, Brooke, to handle this? What's the game plan?
I mean, this is a start, right? Putting the dad on blast with you guys. And so a few of the other mothers and I were thinking we would put it on Facebook because we feel betrayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're going to start a war that you can't finish.
But it's not a war because if you're going to host other people's kids in your home, the bare minimum is honesty.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I know this guy is trying to be the cool dad And I know I'm not overreacting. I should know where my child slept at night.
100%. And you thought it was at her friend's house. Not the case. It was in some corner of this guy's basement.
According to him, none of the kids got drunk. Everyone was okay. I mean, the guy's delusional.
Yeah. Right. That's really bad.
I don't trust him.
Your daughter just kind of shot herself in the foot from going over there in any future circumstances whatsoever, even if it's during the day, because you don't know if she's telling the truth or not.
No, I know. All right, let's hear from some of you guys, because a lot of messages are coming in. I mean, obviously, Brooke, you're not wrong. You don't make this kind of call with other people's kids and then cover
it
up.
Thank you.
You don't do it. But we'll get to some messages right now. Thank you for your story this morning and sharing that with us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll look for it on Facebook. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Ugh. Punishment nice. For the dad? Public shame.
Tar and feather him.
Lauren says, call him out to other parents because you got to let him know this isn't acceptable. And moving forward, he doesn't get to watch your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not even like watch, you know, because they're older, but it's like...
Yeah, it's a co-ed party.
It's like going over there in any circumstances going to be strictly prohibited. If you ask me.
Did you ever have a co-ed sleepover in high school?
Never.
Yeah,
I don't. Never. Well, also, you're asking the wrong person. But.
I was supposed to for my prom, but my dad shut it down. Let's go over to me.
At least you're not mad about it.
I'm honestly baffled, you guys. This guy's acting like no big deal because teenagers. Yeah, they're kids, but this guy lied to you. That's so disrespectful. You got to call him out. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 16-year-old daughter pulled a stunt like this last year. Her and her friends covered it up and said the sleepover was for girls only, but that wasn't true. The boys that were in her class were also there. We were so upset because it's a huge betrayal towards parents who trust these people to watch your kids. I suggest doing what we did. Put this parent on Facebook and let everyone know what happened. My kid didn't step foot in that house again after we told everyone. Why? Yeah, that's really...
Yeah.
The radio's one thing. Put it on Facebook, wherever this... I don't know what town this took place in, but people are absolutely going to see it and hear it.
Yeah. This person says, no shade, but why are you dealing with a dad anyways? Well, they could be divorced or whatever the case may be.
I don't know. It sounds like he was the one in charge.
That's not for us to figure out.
Kelsey says, I would want to meet him face to face and explain why he thought it was okay. And then I would never let my kid go to a party there that he hosts ever again.
Mm-hmm.
You think he was partying down in the basement with the kids?
I don't know.
He's dressed up
that's
in costume.
The pinwheel hat.
It's creepy. I don't know. Like, I just picture this guy. It's creepy. Everyone's in the bay. I don't know.
There's parents that look the other way all the time, though.
That's true, too. Let's sweep it under the rug. All right. Well, thank you guys for the message on this one.
Massive flip out from their child. Come on!
Somebody texted in earlier. I didn't get to it, but they were like, I think I know who this guy is, and it's not the first time he's done something like this.
Oh.
He lied to multiple parents. This isn't a mistake. It's intentional. Make him own it.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Brooke is about to lay the hammer down on this guy.
Yes, she is.
All right, let's take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings. It's Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't know how many of you have ever moved into a house and right away you found issues or there was something that just stunk and you couldn't pinpoint where this smell was coming from. That's been your situation, Breezy. And tonight... is your first night sleeping in your new home, which is also exciting.
Yeah.
Did you figure out what the smell is?
So yesterday around this time, we talked about my smelly house. So we closed on Monday and we've been moving and grooving and doing all the things, but this stench just like has not been able, we haven't been able to quit it. It hasn't subsided. It wasn't from like the previous owners because all their stuff is out. They cleaned, we cleaned. Like, we're just like, what is this?
So the house was vacant for over a month.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it smell like?
So it smells like Lollipop Farm.
Oh, great.
So I originally, when we first went to look at the house during like a showing, I thought they had a pet ferret. That's what I thought. And I come to find out that they do not own any ferrets.
No.
So yesterday I took, I'm not going to lie, you guys. I had a full-fledged crash out yesterday. Like, I was scream crying, throwing up. Like, I was.
Oh, my Lord.
Just.
What? From what?
From being stressed about the smell. Like, literally so stressed I could absolutely vomit.
So you got to a point where you stressed yourself out so much because of this smell
mm-hmm.
that you're crying and throwing up?
Vomiting.
You got to get your therapist on the phone.
Full crash out. I canceled her yesterday because I had to deal with the smell. So, yeah. So we got a lot of messages and a lot of recommendations. And actually, our boy Tim recommended that I go get a bag of charcoal at Wegmans, cut it open, and just leave it open in the house. Just this bag of charcoal.
That you would use for the grill.
Yeah. And he's like, it soaks up any odor and moisture and anything in the air. And he said I had the same situation in the house that I bought, and it worked like a charm. So now I'm at Wegmans yesterday, hauling ass, getting charcoal, cutting the bag open.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And I don't know if it's working or if I'm just used to the smell now.
Now you're nose blind.
And we are painting as well.
There's too much going on.
And I'm cleaning. So there's a lot of things. But I had my friend come over yesterday with her sniffer. And then the Wi-Fi guy came yesterday. And I asked him, I said, what does it smell like in here? He's like, I don't know. Can I just install the Wi-Fi? I'm like,
yeah, sure.
No. I go, there's no basement. He goes, yes, there is. I go, no, there isn't. He goes, there's a crawl space.
I said, yeah, there's always a crawl space.
There's a crawl space. He goes, yep. So I go, where's the entrance? He goes, right under this big wardrobe thing that I have in the closet. I go, all right, I'm going to have to have you go down there and check it out.
Well, he had to go down there anyways for the Wi-Fi, right?
No, he went through the side of the house.
Oh, that's easier.
So,
did he go down there?
Yeah, he went down there. So I set him down. So now he's looking around. He's like, there's no standing water under here. So that's good.
Yeah, there's no mold.
And there's nothing down there like a dead carcass of any sort. So I was like, all right. Like, my thoughts, like, oh, there's a herd of kittens down there, whatever the case may be. Nope, nothing down there. So I'm going to go back to, now I have, okay, so that was the Wi-Fi guy. He was like, can I leave now and do, like, my job? So I'm like, yeah, I'm so sorry, Jonathan, whatever. He leaves, the charcoal's there, someone's coming today to clean the ducts and the vents.
Okay, that's good then, because somebody suggested that yesterday on the mm-hmm. air. In a new home, especially if you have a smell and you can't pinpoint where it's coming from,
right,
you should probably clean the vents out.
So those are being cleaned as we speak. I'm just round robining. Everyone's coming in and out of that joint, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
It sounds like you're doing all the right things, and it also makes sense on why your dad decided to stay in Florida. He didn't even know you bought a house.
He extended his trip.
He doesn't want anything to do with any of this.
Oh, you want to know what I did last night? I hung a TV. I mounted a TV.
Who helped you with that?
To the wall.
I'm having a hard time believing you did this alone, respectfully.
I know. Well, I'm leaving out half the story. The mount of the wall was already on it. I just had to put the screws on my TV and then hang it. But that was still kind of challenging, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's up.
You're making big moves, Breeze.
I know.
So when you go home today, you have to take a big whiff when you walk through the front door and see if the stench is still there.
If the charcoal is the key, which I don't know, Tim says it's going to take a couple of days
to really
soak it up.
Sure.
I might just keep it out in like a cute little glass bowl as display.
Yeah, you could do that.
It could be artsy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care. So. All right.
You could do a lot with charcoal. Brushing your teeth with it? That's how you get white teeth, baby. Look at these pearly whites, huh?
The whole house lights on fire. I'm like, oh, charcoal really did it, didn't it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.